This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right. Excuse me. Good way to start the day. Welcome to it. It is Wednesday. 5 days now. 5 days now until voters begin the process of selecting the next president of the United States. It begins in Iowa Monday in the evening. And the caucus goers there all teed up. But apparently Donald Trump is teed off. And he has said that if Megyn Kelly is going to be one of the moderators for the Fox News debate on Thursday tomorrow, that he would not participate. It's been set since last fall. But he had continued to say he would not participate, and now he has made it official, his campaign saying last night that the Republican primary frontrunner does not plan to participate in the Fox News Google debate. And that announcement came shortly after the lineup was announced. Trump's campaign confirmed the decision to Fox. The Republican presidential candidate already had said he probably would not consider going. He believes that Megyn Kelly is biased. He apparently believes he's biased. What was that, Alex? Yeah, let's go with that.
Fox is playing games, yeah. Fox is going to make a fortune. I told Fox you should give money to the Wounded Warriors. I'm not a fan of Megyn Kelly. I think she's a third-rate reporter. I think she, frankly, is not good at what she does. And I think they could do a lot better than Megyn Kelly. And so I'm going to be making a decision with Fox. But I probably won't bother doing the debate. I see they picked me as number one. Not only number one by far. But probably I won't be doing the debate. I'm going to have something else in Iowa. We'll do something where we raise money for the veterans and the wounded warriors. We're going to do something simultaneously with the debate. But most likely, I'm not going to do the debate. I didn't like the fact that they sent out press releases talking about Putin and playing games. I don't know what games Roger Ailes is playing, but what's wrong over there? Something's wrong. But when they sent out that press release talking about, I said, what are these people playing games? So most likely, I won't be doing the debate.
And he made that official shortly thereafter. So that was the warm-up, if you will. So Trump not participating at all in this debate. Instead, like you heard him mention there, he's doing an event for veterans and wounded warriors, which might garner him different kinds of support. He's doing a big get-together for veterans and wounded warriors, saying that we owe our veterans a lot more than they've gotten currently. So, all right, so we're still doing our voting here, and I want to keep you up to speed on that. We are conducting the Gruber primary, if you will. 10 Republicans there, hundreds of votes cast so far, and I'm going to tell you that, you know, Donald Trump holding a lead, but it is a tight lead over Ted Cruz in our polling so far. I'll give you the final numbers. Down the road, probably on Monday. Marco Rubio running in third place is the shadow candidate, if you will. But still, after all of these votes have been cast, everybody has received votes except Jeb Bush. It's baffling. There's got to be a Jeb Bush supporter out there. I mean, make no mistake, I'm not a huge fan of Governor Bush, but he's not awful. And if he were the nominee, I would support him. You see, here's the conversation I got into again with some folks on social media last night. Well, if Donald Trump's the guy, I can't support that. Well, you would then prefer Hillary Clinton? Well, I don't want Donald Trump to be the commander-in-chief. Well, you'd prefer Hillary Clinton to be commander-in-chief, the one who apparently let our folks down in Benghazi. You'd like that woman to be your commander-in-chief? Because in effect, if you, well, I'm going to vote for Libertarian or a third party. Really? How's that going to help? So you don't vote for either one of the candidates that's actually viable, like they say in Iowa. Well, I'm going to protest. I'm going to vote for them. Well, protest all you want. In effect, you would then be supporting, if Hillary's the nominee, Hillary to be your commander-in-chief. I don't know anybody in the military that supports that. I don't know anybody in military or ex-military retired. I don't know anybody who supports that. I spend a fair amount of time with wounded warriors and so forth each fall. And I've not come across anyone yet that's in the military who is a wounded warrior, who is a veteran. You know, protesting. You folks sitting home and protesting. You go ahead and pat yourselves on the back because you gave us Obama's second term. And how does that work out for you? How did that hope and change work out for you? Well, you know, they're protesting. Yeah, well, who are you protesting to? Because nobody cares. Nobody knows who finished third. Well, I voted for the candidate that finished third. And so what? Who finished third, you know, at the Daytona 500? Do you have any idea? No. At any rate, so Donald Trump is out. And then Ted Cruz, of course, stepped to the closest microphone and said, if Donald is afraid to defend his record, it speaks volumes. His campaign, like I said, put out a statement Tuesday night confirming he will not be participating in the Fox News debate. Now, coming up here later on the program, we're talking to Chad Livengood from the Detroit News, who is, he's on the ground there. He headed out to Iowa yesterday, and so maybe he can give us an idea of what the temperature is of the voters out there in Iowa now that Donald Trump says he's not going to participate. Now, for historical perspective, Ronald Reagan skipped Iowa pretty well altogether back in 1980. You may not remember this. Ronald Reagan skipped Iowa pretty much altogether. Didn't think it fit him. Didn't think he was going to make it. He was, you know, considered the favorite, I suppose. But he skipped a debate in Iowa. He skipped pretty much doing anything with the caucus goers in Iowa. And George Herbert Walker Bush won the Iowa caucuses as a result. Reagan set his sights on later primaries, which obviously worked. But isn't it interesting to look at the perspective that Donald Trump isn't the only guy that thinks he doesn't need to do a debate in Iowa if he's the front runner. He's not concerned about it. Ronald Reagan wasn't concerned about it either. So before you get yourself all worked up and lathered up over, oh, Trump did it. Well, Ronald Reagan did the same thing. Consider that when you're vetting your argument as to how it should be handled. All right, still to come today. Julie Gundlach will be here. Charlotte Hayes from the Independent Women's Forum. Mary Claire will be here of Talk Schools of Choice. Chad Livengood, like I said, from the Detroit News. Tim Stout will be here, the Dean of Sports. And later this week, don't miss Mad Dog. He's going to be on the program with us. I think we got him slated in for Friday. And then when we come back, I'll tell you about the interesting experience I had yesterday with Nancy Grace on CNN. Back in a moment on the Steve Gruber Show.